This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy met Wednesday with Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen in California, calling her a great friend to America. At the start of their meeting, McCarthy said, "I am optimistic we will continue to find ways for the people of America and Taiwan to work together to promote economic freedom, democracy, peace, and stability." Tsai responded, "We're stronger when we work together." But she also had a warning.
"The peace that we have maintained and the democracy which have worked hard to build are facing unprecedented challenges."
She said the military threat from China, which claims Taiwan as part of its territory, cannot be understated. McCarthy said the United States must continue its arms sales to Taiwan. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will not appeal a judge's ruling that requires him to testify to a grand jury about conversations he had with former President Donald Trump leading up to the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. This according to a spokesman for Pence on Wednesday. In a March ruling, the judge also said Pence can still decline to answer questions related to January 6th. Pence spokesman Devin O'Malley said in a statement on Wednesday that Pence's argument that the subpoena violates the U.S. Constitution's speech or debate clause had been vindicated by the court. Former President Donald Trump on Wednesday called on his fellow Republicans in Congress to slash funding for the U.S. Justice Department and for the FBI one day after pleading not guilty in New York to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Trump took aim at federal law enforcement authorities, even though the criminal charges against him were brought by the Manhattan District Attorney. He wrote on his social media platform Wednesday that